Welcome to Storylark Educational Stories, where every story is an adventure in learning. Tonight's story is called How to Navigate by the Stars. Are you ready? Let's find out. How to Navigate by the Stars? Leo bounced in the passenger seat as Grandpa Pete's old pickup truck climbed the winding mountain road. Are we almost there, Grandpa? Leo asked for the 10th time, pressing his nose against the cool window. The sun was setting behind the tall pine trees, painting the sky orange and pink. Almost, my curious astronomer, Grandpa Pete chuckled, his weathered hands steady on the steering wheel. Just around this next bend. Soon they reached a clearing, where the trees opened up like curtains. Grandpa Pete parked the truck and stepped out, breathing in the crisp mountain air. Perfect, he said, spreading his arms wide. No city lights up here, Leo. Tonight, we'll see stars like you've never seen before. Leo jumped out and looked up. Even though it wasn't completely dark yet, he could already see tiny points of light beginning to twinkle above the treetops. Wow, he whispered. It's like the sky is turning into a giant connect-the-dots puzzle. Grandpa Pete smiled and began unloading their camping gear. That's exactly what it is, Leo. And tonight, I'll teach you how to solve it. By the time they finished setting up their tent and building a small campfire, the sky had turned deep purple. Leo sat on a log next to Grandpa Pete, munching on s'mores and gazing upward in wonder. Holy moly! Leo gasped. There are so many stars! I can't count them all. The sky was indeed spectacular. Thousands upon thousands of twinkling lights scattered across the darkness like diamonds on black velvet. That's because we're far from the city, Grandpa Pete explained, poking the fire with a stick. City lights make it hard to see most stars, but up here in the mountains, we can see what people saw thousands of years ago. Leo's eyes grew wide. Thousands of years ago? You mean like dinosaur times? Grandpa Pete laughed. Well, not quite that long ago, but long enough. Ancient sailors and travelers used these same stars to find their way across oceans and deserts. Leo took another bite of his s'more, weaving marshmallow on his cheek. How did they do that, Grandpa? That's exactly what I'm going to show you tonight, Grandpa Pete said, with a twinkle in his eye that matched the stars above. First, Grandpa Pete said, standing up and pointing north, we need to find the most important star in the sky, the North Star. Leo squinted upward, trying to spot which star his grandfather meant among the thousands twinkling above them. But which one is it? Leo asked, spinning around slowly. They all look the same to me. That's where the Big Dipper comes in handy, Grandpa Pete said. Look for seven bright stars that form the shape of a giant soup ladle. Leo traced patterns in the sky with his finger, connecting dots of light. Oh, I think I see it, he excitedly exclaimed, pointing up. It does look like a dipper. Excellent, Grandpa Pete praised. Now, look at the two stars at the end of the dipper's bowl, the ones farthest from the handle. If you draw an imaginary line through those two stars and follow it up, it points right to the North Star. Leo followed the invisible line with his eyes. There, that bright one. That's it, Grandpa Pete nodded. That star has been pointing north for thousands of years. No matter what time of night or what season, it's always in the same spot. That's why travelers called it their guide. Now that we've found our guide star, Grandpa Pete continued, let's explore some star neighborhoods. He pointed to a different part of the sky where three bright stars lined up in a neat row. Do you see those three stars in a line? That's Orion's Belt. Leo squinted and found the three stars. Cool! They do look like a belt. The ancient Greeks saw a mighty hunter there, Grandpa Pete explained. Those three stars are his belt, and if you look carefully, you can see his shoulders and legs made of other stars. Leo tried to imagine the star hunter. What was he hunting? Well, different cultures saw different things. The Greeks said he was hunting animals, but the ancient Egyptians looked at the same stars and saw something completely different. They thought Orion was their god Osiris. This amazed Leo. The same stars, but different stories?
Exactly, Grandpa Pete smiled.
Every culture around the world looked up at these same stars and saw their own pictures and told their own stories. Native Americans saw different animals, Chinese astronomers saw dragons, and Vikings saw their own heroes.
Leo felt like he was discovering a treasure map written in lights.
So the stars are like a giant storybook.
Look over there, Grandpa Pete said softly, pointing to a hazy band of light stretching across the entire sky like a glowing river.
That's the Milky Way,
our home galaxy,
Leo gasped. The milky band was so faint he'd not noticed it before, but now it seemed to glow everywhere he looked.
Galaxy? What's that?
It's like a giant city of stars, Grandpa Pete explained. Our sun is just one star among billions and billions in this cosmic neighborhood. When we look at the Milky Way, we're seeing the edge of our own galaxy from the inside, like being in the middle of a huge flat pancake and looking toward the edges.
Leo giggled at the pancake comparison.
A pancake made of stars?
Exactly.
And do you know what the ancient Greeks called it?
Grandpa Pete asked. They called it the River of Souls, thinking it was a pathway for spirits. But other cultures had different names. Some called it the Silver River or the Path of Spirits.
Leo lay back on his sleeping bag and stared up at the ghostly band of light.
It really does look like spilled milk across the sky, he whispered.
Now I know why they call it the Milky Way.
The stars can tell us more than just directions, Grandpa Pete said, settling down on his own sleeping bag.
They can tell us what time it is and even what season we're in.
Leo sat up of interest.
Really?
How?
Well, the Big Dipper moves like the hands of a giant clock. Right now, see how the handle is pointing up and to the right?
In a few hours, it will have moved around the North Star like a clock hand.
Leo watched the Big Dipper carefully, trying to imagine it moving.
And seasons?
Different constellations appear at different times of year, Grandpa Pete explained.
In winter, Orion is high in the sky during evening. In summer, we see different star friends, like the summer triangle.
He pointed to three bright stars forming a huge triangle overhead.
Those three stars, Vega, Deneb, and Altair, tell us it's summer.
Leo felt like a detective solving cosmic mysteries.
So if I got lost and it was nighttime, I could look at the stars and know which way is north, what time it is, and what season it is?
You're getting it, Grandpa Pete beamed.
People have been doing exactly that for thousands of years. The stars are like a natural compass, clock, and calendar, all rolled into one.
Grandpa,
Leo said with a yawn,
do you think the stars get tired of always being in the same place?
Grandpa Pete chuckled softly.
Well, they're not actually in exactly the same place. They move so slowly that it takes many, many human lifetimes to notice the change. But I like to think they enjoy their job of guiding travelers and telling stories.
Leo snuggled deeper into his sleeping bag, still gazing upward.
It makes me feel less lonely, knowing that kids all over the world are looking at the same stars right now.
That's a beautiful thought, Grandpa Pete said warmly.
And you know what? Some of those stars are so far away that their light has been traveling through space for years just to reach your eyes tonight.
Leo's eyes grew heavy, but he tried to stay awake to watch the stars a little longer.
So I'm seeing ancient starlight?
Exactly, Grandpa Pete whispered. Each star is sending you a little message from long, long ago.
The fire crackled softly, sending tiny orange sparks up toward the vast ceiling of stars.
Leo felt wonderfully small and wonderfully connected to the enormous universe at the same time.
Thanks for teaching me about the stars, Grandpa, he murmured sleepily.
As Leo's breathing grew slow and steady, Grandpa Pete quietly tended the fire, making sure it would burn safely through the night.
The stars continued their ancient dance overhead, the Big Dipper slowly rotating around the North Star, Orion marching across the sky, and the Milky Way flowing like a silent river of light. A gentle mountain breeze rustled the pine trees, and somewhere in the distance, an owl called softly. Leo dreamed of sailing ships following the North Star across dark oceans, and ancient storytellers pointing at the same constellations he had discovered tonight. In his dreams, he was a star navigator, reading the cosmic maps spread across the heavens, finding his way home by following the friendly lights that had guided travelers for thousands of years. Grandpa Pete smiled as he watched his grandson sleep peacefully under the vast umbrella of stars. Tomorrow, Leo would remember this night and carry the stories of the constellations with him wherever he went. But for now, the mountains were quiet. The stars kept their faithful watch. And two happy campers rested under the biggest, most beautiful ceiling in the universe. The North Star continued pointing the way home, just as it always had, just as it always would.
And that's our story for tonight. What did you learn? Talk about it tomorrow. Visit storylark.app or download StoryLark on the Apple App Store or Google Play to create your own stories.